You're listening to an opinion story on the audio version of The Tyee. Thanks for listening. The Tyee is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetyee.ca and become a Tyee builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
Alberta launches another mysterious recovery initiative. By David Klimenhaga, August 21, 2024.
Last week's Alberta government news release announcing the official opening of so-called Lakeview Recovery Community in a rural area west of Edmonton included the intriguing tidbit that the facility will also be home to the Recovery Training Institute of Alberta. The RTIA is a provincial training hub for those employed within a recovery community or other treatment center in Alberta, the news release confidently stated. It will provide an environment for hands-on learning with full immersion into the work of addiction treatment. With the RTIA, Alberta's government is creating a workforce of people who are well-educated and trained in the sector, that section of the release immediately concluded. A short quote attributed to RTIA Executive Director Bill Caldwell, who lives on Vancouver Island, added that for people to succeed in recovery, it is important they have a team surrounding them, which is what we are creating at the Recovery Training Institute of Alberta. We are helping create a culture of recovery across the entire province, thanks to the work done at the RTIA and the support of Alberta's government, Caldwell's canned quote concluded. This interesting digression from the main theme of the release raises more questions than it answers. For example, what is the legal structure of the RTIA? Is it recognized under the Post-Secondary Learning Act or any other provincial legislation or regulation? Is it incorporated as a company or a society? Who drafted its curriculum? Are its courses overseen by an accredited Alberta university, as was the practice back in the day when a plethora of private religious colleges operated on the fringes of academia out here in Wild Rose Country? Almost certainly not, but we don't really know. Don't look for answers in the news release. A note seeking more information to Addiction Minister Dan Williams' press secretary went unanswered Monday. Clearly, the RTIA's function is to create a workforce empowered to act only within the ideological constraints of the Alberta recovery model championed by the Smith government, a phrase said to have been coined by Carson McPherson, president of ROSC Solutions Group Incorporated, the private company hired by the government to operate the Lakeview Recovery Community. Indeed, on its website, the RTIA proclaims that we envision elevating the Alberta model to global acclaim. If there is a corporate or contractual connection between ROSC Solutions and the RTIA, this too remains unanswered. While it is clear the RTIA offers instruction online and some recovery coach academies at locations in Alberta, it is less clear who will be instructing these courses, whether a formal credential will be awarded upon a student's completion of a course of program or what tuition will be for the 8-week online program described on the website. A page on the RTIA website describes the entity's faculty. Of the 10 individuals named on the page, one of whom is identified only as a team member, 5 appear to live outside Canada, 1 locked up for a spell in the U.S. Army's maximum security prison at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, 3 and possibly 4, like Caldwell, hail from Vancouver Island, and 1 from Saskatchewan. 3 have appointments at well-known academic institutions. 5 are connected to corporate addiction recovery businesses, mostly on Vancouver Island, 2 appear to be on the U.S. inspirational speaking and TV expert circuit, and 2 are former employees of Cedars Cobble Hill, the abstinence-based private addiction treatment center on Vancouver Island that also once employed Caldwell, ROSC Solutions CEO Carson McPherson and Alberta Premier Danielle Smith's Chief of Staff, Marshall Smith. So this faculty seems more like an advisory board or council than a faculty, in the sense of the term as used at a college or university. Will any of these faculty members actually teach courses at the RTIA? Who selected the faculty members, and what was the criteria for their selection? Are they compensated for their work, and if so, how much and for what duties? What will the annual cost to Alberta taxpayers be for their efforts, and those of Caldwell? Indeed, since the RTIA website says in one place that Caldwell is the RTIA's executive director and in another says that position is held by one Rob Pearson, PhD, which one is it? or are they both executive directors? Alas, I have no answers for you just yet. Read more, Health, Alberta.
Thanks for stopping by the TAI today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our TAI builders who made this story possible.